Okay, good evening all. So last night we started with Perak Rishon Halacha Aleph, and we said how Vidoy and Teshuva, these two things are incredibly important. They are pivotal if you want to actually gain atonement. There are certain things that you would think, oh, maybe I can get atonement just by bringing a sacrifice. But no, you have to do the Vidoy. You have to actually do Teshuva if you want to gain atonement, if you want to gain repentance for the sins that you've committed. So in that same vein, there are some caveats, and it's not total blanket rule, as we'll see right now with Halacha Beis. So Sir HaMishtaleich L'fishehu Kapar Al Kol Yisrael Kohen Gadol Misvada Alav Al Lashon Kol Yisrael. So when it comes to the Seir HaMishaleach, right, in the Yom Kippur service, there were two goats. One goat was taken as an actual korban. The other goat was pushed off a cliff, if you will. And so this goat served as an atonement for all the Jewish people. And the Kohen Gadol would do vidoy for the entire Jewish people by saying that he was doing vidoy for Kol Yisrael, as the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says that you're going to atone for all the sins of the Jewish people. And the Rambam says that this goat does atone for all of the sins in the Torah, all the most stringent sins and all of the more lenient sins, whether a person violated them on purpose, or they did it accidentally, whether it was known to him that he violated this thing, or it was not known to him. Everything is atoned through this goat. However, the slight caveat is, again, like we said last night, the only way you can actually gain atonement is if you yourself did teshuvah. But if he did not do teshuvah, the only thing the goat will actually gain atonement for you for will be the lenient avera. So there are some sins that aren't we try not to measure them so much, although the Rambam will measure them in a second. What are the machmir ones? What are the kalos ones? So he says that if you do not do any tshuva, then this goat will get atonement for you with regards to the more lenient sins, but with regards to the more machmir sins, you need to do tshuva. And if not, then then even if the goat was sent off the cliff, you will not get atonement for that. Umahin kalos, umahin hachmuros. What are those that are lenient and what are those that are stringent? Hachmuros hin shachayav and alayim misa space in okares. The more stringent sins are those that you are obligated to be killed by the basin, or you get kares for those things. If those are your punishments, then those are considered the more machmir sins. V'shvua shav v'sheker. And he also adds to that, shvua shav, an oath that you take in vain, or a false oath. These things are considered things that you will only get atonement for with the Seir HaMishaleach if you do teshuvah as well. Aval b'she'in b'hen kares harei hein minachmuras. Right, these are considered part of that category, the shvua shav and the shvua sheker. V'she'ar mitzvos lo sasei u'mitzvah sasei. And all the remaining mitzvos that do not fit into this category, she'in v'hem kares him hakalos. All the other ones that you do not get kares for, all these fit into the category of kalos, and even if you do not do tshuva for these things, the Seir HaMishaleach will get atonement for you. One more quick halacha gimel. Bezman hazeh she'in beis hamikdash kayam. Nowadays, when we don't have a beis hamikdash anymore, so there are no sacrifices, we don't have a Seir HaMishaleach, so how does all of this work? How will you actually gain atonement for anything? So it's quite simple. Now that we don't have a beis hamikdash anymore, ve'in lan mizbeach kapara, in shama el teshuva. We don't have an altar, we don't have a mizbeach, we don't have a beis hamikdash. What we do have is tshuva, and tshuva, no matter what, will always be the thing that we can use to get atonement for anything. If we do vidoy and we repent, then we will get forgiven for all of our sins. God will forgive us for everything as long as we do teshuva for it. Let's say you have a person who was wicked all the days of their life. Every second of every day, they were just a bad, bad person, and they just committed averos left and right. But the last second of his life, he did teshuva. When Rasha, he decides to do teshuva, so all of the sins of his past, if he does a real teshuva, if it's really genuine, then he gets forgiven for all of his sins, and he's not considered a Rasha at all anymore. And then he just throws in a last idea that Yom Kippur itself, even though it does, the day itself is said to be a day of atonement, that the day itself will grant atonement as a general rule, it will really only gain atonement for someone who decides to do tshuva themselves. Again, if you don't actually do tshuva, then the day, it doesn't have that much power for you. You have to do tshuva. That's really the main theme, as we'll continue to see. But for now, we'll stop right here.